It's Wednesday, June 27th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In a 5-4 ruling, the U.S. Supreme Court handed Donald Trump one of the biggest victories of his presidency yesterday, upholding his travel ban targeting the Muslim-majority countries of Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen, rejecting the argument that it represented unconstitutional religious discrimination, reports Reuters. In remarks at the White House, Trump rejoiced in the victory.
What we're looking for as Republicans, I can tell you, is strong borders, no crime. What the Democrats are looking at is open borders, which will bring tremendous crime. So I will always be defending the sovereignty, the safety, and the security of the American people. That's why I was put here.
In a second 5-4 decision yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled that a bizarre California law which compelled pro-life pregnancy centers to advertise abortion services was unconstitutional, reports the Christian Post. In National Institute of Family and Life Advocates versus the California Attorney General Becerra, the majority, represented by Justice Clarence Thomas, ruled that the Reproductive Freedom, Accountability, Comprehensive Care, and Transparency Act, quote, unduly burdens protected speech, end quote. Thomas captured the absurdity of one aspect of the law, noting that by the state of California's own admission, quote, a billboard for an unlicensed facility that says choose life would have to surround that two-word statement with a 29-word statement from the government in as many as 13 different languages, end quote. Proverbs 12:15 best summarizes the California Attorney General's position. The way of fools seems right to them. Democrat Congresswoman Maxine Waters of California addressed a rally in Los Angeles on Saturday and challenged the crowd to treat Trump's conservative cabinet appointees as pariahs.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
In response, Judicial Watch sent a hand-delivered letter Monday to the chairman of the House Office of Congressional Ethics, calling for an investigation into whether Waters violated House ethics rules by encouraging violence against Trump administration cabinet members. The letter said, quote, this is not about Waters' freedom of speech. It is about inciting mob violence. The House needs to act quickly to hold her accountable for this dangerous incitement, end quote. Last week, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders and members of her family were evicted from the Red Hen restaurant in Lexington, Virginia. Other Trump administration officials, like White House Advisor Stephen Miller, are being targeted with threatening and dangerous so-called protests at their homes. And President Trump's opponents are posting names and addresses of Immigrations and Customs Enforcement agents on the internet, placing their lives and the lives of their families at risk. A pro-life Arizona pharmacist at Walgreens named Brian Hereniak has become front-page news over his refusal on moral grounds to fill an abortifacient prescription for a woman whose doctor reportedly diagnosed her pregnancy as an imminent miscarriage, reports the New American. The woman, Nicole Arteaga of Peoria, Arizona, a Phoenix suburb, took to Facebook on June 22nd to complain. The corporate office of Walgreens said the pro-life pharmacist should have passed her prescription to another colleague on duty without moral qualms. Acts 5:29 says, we must obey God rather than men. Want to hear how one survivor from the 2016 Pulse homosexual nightclub shooting was converted and how God is using his story to impact people across the nation? Stay tuned for a Worldview special report immediately following today's newscast. And finally, a gentleman named Tim, who appeared to be both deaf and blind and was traveling alone out of Boston's Logan Airport on an Alaska Airlines flight, was understandably having difficulty communicating with the flight attendants. According to airline passenger Lynette Scribner's Facebook post, which went viral, a 15-year-old girl named Clara, who knew sign language, saved the day, reports Good News Network. Scribner wrote, quote, For the rest of the flight, Clara attended to Tim. It was fascinating to watch as she signed one letter at a time into his hand. He was able to read her signing, and they carried on an animated conversation. It was a beautiful reminder in this time of too much awfulness that there are still good, good people who are willing to look out for each other. We are all starving for good news, and this was just what we needed. End quote. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, June 27th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview Special Report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. Former homosexual Luis Ruiz talked to The Worldview about how the shooting at the Pulse Homosexual Nightclub on June 12, 2016, brought him out of darkness and into the light of Christ. His testimony is best summarized by 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Ruiz shared that his conversion was the seed for starting a ministry to reach out in love to those who want to leave the homosexual lifestyle.
We actually been traveling the nation, been traveling around the states and to churches that are unfamiliar with getting out of the formal lifestyle of homosexuality and becoming totally free from it. So what we do is we equip the churches, we let them know how to deal with it without hate, without pointing fingers and rejecting. It's been very, very hard for the church, and a lot of them are just uninformed.
Ruiz's ministry is also organizing more freedom marches across the country to celebrate freedom in Christ from sin.
It's exciting that they have Pride Month and, you know, they get to celebrate their coming out. So what we do is kind of about the same thing. We pick a day where we just want to be free and thankful for the, you know, freedom that we have in Jesus. We march and we pick a place in every state and kind of just get the body together and overcomers that have been through this and together and kind of share their stories.
Ruiz said that he's amazed by how God has equipped this ministry for such a time as this, after an experience he had at a recent event.
Just 2 days ago, I went to a charisma conference, and some guy stops me at the door, and he starts crying. And I'm like, where are you? And he felt like, no. He's like, oh, you Luis? And I'm like, yes. He's like, I've been following your story. I've been following what you guys are doing. And he was just like, I'm so thankful. I've been praying to God for people like this. We've been praying for such a long time for a voice like this.
Ruiz said that when people say that they were born this way, he agrees, but it's not what they think.
When people ask me, they're like, oh, well, I was born this way. You know, this is what it is. I was born this way. And I say, yeah, I was born this way too. We were all born into sin, but God says that we must be born again, you know? And just knowing that Jesus wanted and desired a relationship with me, that it wasn't just religion and legalism, that I didn't have to, that this big old book of rules, and I didn't have to go check them out. And that's what we've taught so much in the churches.
Romans 8:3-4 says, for what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Ruiz testified that what drew his heart was the incredible divine love of Jesus, something he never experienced in the homosexual lifestyle.
He wanted all of me, not just parts of me. And that's something that no man, I repeat, no man has done for me. Just promiscuous relationships, and then to find out that there's a man, Jesus, that will never cheat on me, that will never be unfaithful. And in fact, he desires me more than I want him. And I don't have to love him more or love him less for that to change.
Ruiz said that our culture sadly is encouraging people to go into that lifestyle of sin, but not encouraging people who want to come out and follow Jesus.
someone that's trying to go into the church and come out of it, for some reason, that's not allowed. And then we say things like, it's like your skin color, and when sexuality is a choice.
Ruiz said that there were several big factors that God used to draw him out of that darkness.
One of the ways that I came to Christ was definitely, well, one, I'm a pastor's kid, so the word was always inside of me. You know what I mean? No matter how far I try to run. So I've always had the fear of the Lord inside of me, you know, no matter what I did. Just only that, but like I said, praying parents. And then it just got to the point where I was just like, I want more. I need more. It's just getting from worse to worse and worse. And I hit rock bottom, and, you know, the only way is to go up.
Ruiz said that the 2016 Pulse nightclub shooting was that catalyst that began his conversion.
In the midst of, like, Pulse, the shooting, and then finding out I had HIV through all that, because it was my decision, and that's not a lot of people's story. You know, a lot of people, they point fingers and they're like, well, you should have been promiscuous. And I'm like, yeah, you're right, but this is my story. This is how I came to Christ, and I'm glad that these things happened in a way, because now I'm exposed to a Jesus that loves me, and my life has been totally rocked and transformed.
Ruiz said that the way to fight this battle against sin and the bondage that people are in is to get engaged in prayer.
The only way this is going to happen is that if we return back to that secret place with the Lord. A lot of us, we know the word and we know the Bible. We hear it at church. We hear it on Sundays. But until you fix your personal salvation with Christ, get back in that secret place. Know that the word of God is power. If we return to that first love that is Jesus, and we get back and we pray, things are going to happen. If we live powerless lives, it's because we have a prayerless life.
Revelation 2, 4 through 5 reminds all followers of Jesus where every battle starts. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. Ruiz said that the prayerful life will be that fountain of life that will be the automatic savor of life to come.
Automatically, the love of God and His Holy Spirit just spurs off of our lives, and people are drawn to that. We're trying to fight a fight that doesn't even belong to us. We try to battle and try to draw people to Christ. We try to sweep people's porch, and we haven't even swept our own yet.
Matthew 7:3 is a sober reminder for all Christians as we reach out with the gospel that we examine our own lives first. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? Ruiz ended with some final encouragements for the Church of Jesus Christ as it stands up for what God's Word says about the sin of homosexuality.
The encouraging words that I want to say is return back to that first love. Returning back to that first love is going to provoke change. And once you start doing that, automatically your life becomes a culture and a lifestyle Christianity where when you're talking to somebody, you're living the powerful words of Matthew 5, the Beatitudes, and you're walking in the love of God. And sometimes I don't even have to try so hard. It's just me being in the Word of God and me in that secret place. It just comes off of me. And people love that because I'm following the Word.
2 Corinthians 2:14 through 16 says, "But thanks be to God, who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession, and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of Him everywhere. For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one we are an aroma that brings death, to the other an aroma that brings life. And who is equal to such a task?" To get connected with what God is doing through Luis Ruiz, go to his website, uprootedheart.com. This has been another Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.